The Black Theater Troupe has struggled since they moved to a new Phoenix-financed playhouse on Washington Street that is a chore to reach. Any theater is entitled to an occasional week production, but when disappointment becomes the rule, I seek other theater companies that might be doing better work to review. Occasionally, BTT schedules an interesting production like the current Looking Over the President's Shoulder, playwright James Still's solo work that predates the 2013 hit movie The Butler. The older play looks at White House Chief Butler Alonzo Fields, who served Presidents Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, and Eisenhower. Fields heard behind-the-scenes chatter about international issues, his boss's comments about these issues, and met many interesting people. Still's play also reveals disturbing racial biases in our chief executives, as well as an evolving relationship of respect that grew slowly during Field's career. The challenge with such a play is finding the perfect actor to impersonate the character. While Walter Belcher works tirelessly, he doesn't make us care about the insider facts we learn, and the play seems long. Couple Belcher's disappointing performance with a sloppy production staged with mediocre monotony by Pasha Yamatahari on a cumbersome multi-level set that makes Belcher walk around in circles to achieve little and that is badly lit, leaving Belcher in darkness during critical transitionary scenes. Looking Over the President's Shoulder continues through February 21st and earns 2 stars out of 5. Arizona Opera's fiery new Carmen was something very special because of a sharply defined staging and brilliant singing. It was especially notable because local audiences were treated to Daniela Mack's incredible Carmen. Mack will become a major international opera star, a prediction I rarely make. She sang brilliantly, acted believably, and created a brazenly sexy cigarette girl, a characteristic this legendary opera character must become. After seeing several dozen Carmens over time, I've never witnessed such a sultry and well-sung performance that soared across the footlights. The rest of the cast, including Karen Wolverton's shrewdly telling Nicolia, Adam Deagle's soaringly sung Don Jose, and Ryan Custer's egocentric Escamillo, were all stellar. Kitaro Harada's tempo-perfect conducting was exemplary, Tara Faircloth's spicy staging was theatrically artful, and when combined with rustic scenery, dramatic lighting, and alluring projections, this Carmen was vibrantly visual. This stirring Carmen took Arizona Opera another giant step toward becoming a major regional opera company. Carmen earned 5 stars out of 5 and closed yesterday at Symphony Hall. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.